So my name is Boris Baldassari. I work for the Eclipse Foundation as an open source consultant, and I'd like to introduce the OSPO Alliance and the work we are doing on the Good Governance Initiative. So to start with, what is an OSPO? So OSPO stands for Open Source Program Office, and it's a team within an organization that takes care of everything open source within the organization. So it's supposed to be a single point of contact for any question people may have about open source licensing and so on. The OSPO is supposed to foster the awareness of open source within the organization, define and implement a strategy regarding open source for the organization, inbound, outbound, and much more than that. So the idea is to make sure that the organization make a good use of the open source they consume, produce, and so on. It also includes things about the ecosystem, the open source ecosystem, and the participation into the ecosystem, the open source ecosystem by the organization. It should be noted that it has many impacts on many domains, so it's from the legal to the technical to the security, dependencies, development practices, and so on. And it's a strong recent trend, so many organizations nowadays are in the process of setting up an OSPO. When I talk about organizations, I talk about any type of organization. So these could be corporations, SMEs, administrations, universities, NGOs, and so on. The point with these organizations is that quite often they don't know anything about open source. It's not in their culture. So they just don't know where to start. That's where the OSPO Alliance comes into the picture. So the OSPO Alliance was launched in 2021 by a group of four European non-profit organizations. And the idea is to promote an approach to excellence in open source software management. We wanted it to be really easy to access, low barrier. There is no fee, there is no commitment. The only thing we ask is a letter of support, a statement of support from the organization to the principles of open source and the OSPO Alliance. All our activity is open, public, and freely accessible. No need to register to get access to our outcomes. We are entirely governed by open source principles, so you can just come, join us, collaborate, and if you are an active contributor, then you will become a maintainer, and so on. And once again, it's for all types and sizes of organizations. Our mission is twofold. So firstly, help the organizations make sure that they better use the open source software and ecosystem and properly take care of open source and also make them good citizens of the open source ecosystem. So not only consuming and producing, but also participating and financing and being there and openly asserting their use of open source, so things like that. To achieve these goals, we have set up different sub-task forces. The first and the most visible one is the Good Governance Initiative Handbook, which is a blueprint to help organizations define and build their OSPO. We also provide a safe place to exchange information, so people can ask any type of question when they're trying to replace some proprietary software by an open source alternative. They can ask for what others did. We have mailing lists, meetings, regular meetings. We participate to events, and we also have a monthly session, which is called the OnRamp, the OSPO OnRamp sessions, where some of our members present how they did with their OSPO, so and share their good practices, their mistakes too. And we also have a task force for evangelism and dissemination of our initiative. So the Good Governance Handbook, as I said, is a blueprint to help organizations define, so build a roadmap, and actually build their OSPO and make it a success. For that, we propose 25 activities, which are good practices that you want to implement when you build your OSPO and when you want to grow the open source awareness within your organization. These 25 activities are organized into 5 goals, which are kind of levels of maturity. So the first one will be identify the open source you use and identify the skills that you have. Start changing your contracts with your employees so they can actually contribute. Set up educate the legal team, educate the executives. Contribute back, contribute upstream, assert publicly your use of open source, and so on. We also provide the methods to implement these 25 activities. So we recommend an agile-like process where you will pick a few activities, complete them, select a few other activities, and so on until you have completed the scope. And we had quite some success. So the first edition of our handbook was in 2021. Last year we did an update, the 1.1 version. And we also have translations. So German and French are already available, and a few others are on their way. So Portuguese, Spanish, Italian, and whatever your language is, please join us. We use Weblates, and we, of course, welcome contributors. So talking about the activities, they have really a wide range and scope. So it's from, as I said, identifying the open source you use, doing software composition analysis, dependency management, vulnerability management. It's also about implementing the good practices that we use in open source, so setting up peer reviews and things like that. Training the people, HR, so the contract allowing people to contribute. Funding the ecosystem, the project that you use, and the foundation and the organization that make the open source ecosystem. And yeah, up to executive education and potentially making open source a strategic asset for your organization. Each activity has the same structure, so we have a description that states what this activity is about. Opportunity assessment, why would you implement this activity, what it will bring to you. Progress assessment, so you know where you are and that enables to track your progress and know when you can say that it's a complete activity and you can switch to the next. Recommendations, so feedback from the field, experienced people saying, well, you might have a look at this, that will help. And also some tools and recommendations and resources that you might find useful. As I said, the Good Governance Initiative is for any type of organizations. So there are activities that will not fit within your organization. The first thing that you will do actually when you will implement the handbook is look at all the activities and select the one that you want or reject the one that do not apply to your context. That's okay. And from there, the activities are kind of generic. So what you want to do from there is for each activity, create a scorecard, which will be the local adaptation of the activity to your own organization. So that will imply stating the teams, the internal teams that you may reach out to, the competencies, skills that you may need, the processes, tools, and resources that you can use and that you will have to deal with, and also identify some specific tasks that are relevant to your context. And that this task will help you track your progress on the scorecard. We provide the scorecards in 2 versions. One is the PDF that you can simply print and fill in with a paper and pen, good old style, and also a digital one. So, last year when we did the 1.1 version of the handbook, we introduced a new feature which is a deployable GGI program. So basically it's a GitLab project that you clone in your own GitLab or in any GitLab. And from there will be a bunch of scripts that will be executed, creates 25 activities as GitLab issues, So create a board so you can visualize them. You can click on an issue and see the description, opportunity assessment, and so on. From there, you can edit the description to fill in your own scorecard. And once you have that, so you have all your issues, you can visualize them in the board, you have defined your scorecard, so you can just start working on them. So you select a few of them, you work on them, you complete them, you select a few other ones, and so on. And each and every time, so it's a nightly script actually, but my GGI will create a GitLab pages, a static website that will reflect where you are, what are your current activities, your past activities, and will even provide a simple dashboard. So the list of activities when you have implemented the MyGGI looks like that, and the simple dashboard that you get and static website looks like that. So you have the full description of the activities that you are working on, and also the scorecards. So it really tracks your own adaptation and implementation of the GGI program. So that's all. Once again, we are an open source initiative, so you can access all our resources for free, not even need to register whatsoever. You go to our website, ospo-alliance.org. From there, you can download the Good Governance Handbook. There is a HTML version. You get access to all the translations that are available. And there is also a section about contributing. You can just simply join our calls. We have weekly calls, and you just connect. Everything is there. We are European-based because our contributors are European, so it's really based on the European values and way of doing things and so on, but we are open to absolutely everyone. So just come, join us, you can help on the translations, on the updates of the handbook, on the dissemination, and if you want to follow us, it's here. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.